This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you Arab and from GLBTI community? Halam is a new community social group supporting those from Arab background and other nationalities who speak Arabic. Halam celebrates the unique cultural background and diverse sexuality of Arab people of the community. Gatherings are held monthly on the first Wednesday of the month. For more information, search Halam Melbourne on Facebook.
Extended Families Australia is a not-for-profit organisation providing respite, social and community involvement for kids with disabilities and their families across Melbourne and the Mornington Peninsula. Our volunteers provide friendship, assistance and mentoring to young people to help them overcome barriers whilst developing their skills. You can help volunteer your time and provide much-needed support to kids in need. Training provided. Call 9355 8848 or visit extendedfamilies.org.au for more info.
Joy 94.9, live, loud and proud from AIDS 2014, the 20th International AIDS Conference, with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Foundation for their support.
You're on the Sports Bag on Joy 94.9, myself, Dukes, Malcolm Campbell. Joy Wallace is our guest co-host this evening. Joy, congratulations, Sydney 2000, you're 14 years ago. What went through your mind when you had the winning jump on the trampoline that won you the silver medal?
Well, I mean, you know, being at home in Sydney, first time that trampoline's been at Olympic Games, it was lots of things were going on, and most of the people in the crowd actually got given their tickets through the ballot. They didn't actually want to go to trampoline, but they put in, you know, whatever they could for tickets, and they got trampoline.
So, and you gave them the night of their lives.
Well, they were kind of going, what the hell is trampoline, and is there an Australian, and who knows? And, you know, for the last 10 years, I'd been training for gold. Yeah. So for it all to come together the way it really did, yeah, was magic and special. And even up to a month ago, Sean and I were walking in the street close to where we live, and we had somebody stop us and said,
you're Joy Wallace.
I was at your event, and it was brilliant. We had such a good time.
There are a lot of Australian Olympians out there that have won silver or bronze, and they, you know, they get criticised for not being able to go one step further and win gold. I spoke to David Morris on another community station earlier this year after he brought back silver from Sochi, the Winter Olympics, and people were saying, oh, it's a disgrace, you should have got gold.
He tried his hardest.
Who was saying it's a disgrace? Let me at him.
And the thing is, what I'm trying to get at, listeners, is you can't be like that, you know, oh, you know, I failed because I didn't win gold. You didn't win gold, you won silver.
Right. Mm. You know, you're an Olympian.
Yeah. You've got a medal.
You're on a medal.
That's
you're a
big,
on medal diet.
The big thing is getting to the Olympic team is a big achievement.
Of course, massive.
Absolutely. And being massive in the world stage.
And there's lots of people that get this close and don't qualify. And there's lots of people that come fourth and fifth that are this close, but they walk away with nothing. So the fact that somebody has a medal.
Example, Brooke Stratton, who's a long jumper, a friend of mine out in Box Hill, was diagnosed with celiac disease 6 months ago, and it rocked her for a couple of months. She came back fit and strong, and she actually qualified for the Commonwealth Games squad last week, did a hamstring.
Oh!
Had to withdraw.
Nightmare. And that's what happens when you become an elite athlete. You become so cotton-wooled that you don't do anything extracurricular. You get up, you go to training, you go home, you rest. You get up, you go to training, you go home and rest. Because things like that happen all the time.
It happens to me all the time as well.
No, Is that what happened?
I get injured every week. I'm going to the Gaia Games in 2 weeks, and this week's a leg injury. Last week was a neck.
I saw muscles, not an injury.
No, sore, like strain.
See?
So, next thing, the outfit you wore at Sydney, do you still have it?
I do.
Yes?
I do.
That could be worth lots of money.
You know, I actually, my medal was misplaced for about 6 years.
You told me this off here earlier.
My mum...
Mum lost it. Blame her.
No, absolutely. Mum did lose it because she actually rolled it up in my outfit from the Olympics.
Yeah.
And then when I was asking for it over a number of years, she would check around the house and never check inside the wrapping.
No, because you wouldn't expect it. So you've got that, and you know that's
And how did you find the medal?
Well, because we were going to a party in London at the London Games.
And you were
going
to wear it.
And no. Sean wanted to wear it.
Oh, you're a bit tight on him.
I was just going to wear my pants.
Yeah. And my pants. Oh, he wanted to wear the top.
I'm 20 kilos heavier than I was at the Olympics, so the pants was quite squeaky. But the fact that Mum found the pants,
The top would be tight on him.
No, she unravelled the pants, and inside was the medal for Sean to wear.
Oh, the medal. I thought you meant the top. Sean wore the medal.
We found it.
Listen.
So if we never went to that party, I still wouldn't know where my medal was.
Oh, there you go. A feel-good story there. Let's talk about HIV positive, Jai, when you were first diagnosed. I read an article a couple of weeks ago on the age.com.au website, and you mentioned at the time when you were first diagnosed that it was like a bomb going off inside your head.
Of course. Of course. I mean, I grew up with... You know, I was still only 12, I guess, when the Grim Reaper ad came
out. I love those. So... Bowling ball, knock them over. They should bring that back and scare people.
Could you imagine? But it still was scaring me to this day because when I got diagnosed, that was one of the first things that went in my head.
The Grim Reaper?
Yeah.
That he was going to take you away.
I'm educated enough to realise and know better than that. But that was my worry about my parents and about friends that are outside of the community, that what was going to happen to me. I knew that I was okay. I knew that get yourself on treatment and you can live a full, happy life.
Of course you can. You're educated.
But a lot of people don't understand that. And that's probably one of the main reasons why I stuck my hand up and said, I'm living with HIV.
Yeah, because you're out there educating people, showing that they can live a normal, everyday life.
That's right.
Just take a few drugs every day and you'll be fine.
Educate yourself. Mm. Get yourself on therapy. Mm. And, you know, it's still a difficult thing to deal with. Mm. But in hindsight, I wouldn't have panicked as much as I did because I'm healthy, I'm fit, I'm healthy. I've fallen in love
with the man of your dreams,
with the man of my dreams, and that's all come about since my diagnosis. So yeah, life is possible.
It would have been quite a shock at the time to discover that you'd contracted HIV from your partner at the time.
Yes, yeah, of course. I mean, he came home and said, "I've got something to tell you. I've just returned a positive test," and you know, I was super worried about him. But then, in that same split second, I was
worried about yourself,
thinking about myself also. Yeah. But to add to the drama, the day before is when he actually returned the positive test and was notified. But that was, and I had done, which I'd done for many, many years, stupid thing on Facebook going, happy anniversary, silver medal. I don't know where you are. Mm-hmm. I hope you're having a great life wherever you are. So it was 11 years to the day of my win at the Games.
Yeah,
so he felt he couldn't tell me.
Yeah.
So he waited 24 hours before he could tell me.
Oh, that was good of him.
Oh, well.
Yeah, wouldn't have mattered whether it was that day or the next week.
No,
and then you go and have your test, and there you are.
But you know, one of the very difficult things for me was I was living overseas.
Mm.
So in Canada. So that became a problem, and then disclosing it to work and disclosing it to the border guard, there was a big drama that surrounded that.
Mm.
But we got through it. I came home and I know a number of people here at the International AIDS Conference have said that Australia is very lucky in so many ways. And even from Canada, I knew I had to come home to be looked after properly.
Yeah, because you know what it's like in this country.
Right, and I've travelled around the world many times, and every time you come home...
You feel safer.
You do. You feel safe and you feel looked after and you feel content. So Australia, we do such amazing work here in so many different aspects of the world. We really do have to be grateful for what we have rather than, running and protesting against Bill Clinton.
Listeners out there, if you want to join in the conversation this evening, you've got a question that you want to ask us, that you want Mel or myself to ask Jai Wallace this evening, text us in 0427-JOY-949, which is 0427-569-949. You can send an email to...
onair@joy.org.au.
Thank you very much. And if you might be here, listeners, at the Melbourne Exhibition Convention Centre outside,
see us.
Wandering along the Yarra River, come inside of the Global Village and say hello. I'll happily sign an autograph.
Oh,
Jai,
come on.
After the show. Pierce Morgan, I've got to ask you about an inspiring interview with Greg Louganis, of course, a four-time Olympic diving gold medalist. Greg Louganis revealed he was gay and HIV positive in his autobiography in 1995. Mm-hmm. You watched that interview that Pierce Morgan did with Greg Louganis, and that obviously inspired you to come out.
Yeah, it was just after the party that I wore my pants at.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there watching the interview, and I've met Greg a number of different times, and the fact that what really made me proud was Piers was talking to Greg as Greg, like we were discussing
not
before.
Not as Greg, the gay guy,
not as
or the
gay
HIV,
Greg or the HIV-positive Greg. Greg. It was
Greg,
about Greg. How's your life? What are you up to? What's new? Mm. How's your health? What, you know, what have you been doing? So it was great, and that gave me enough confidence to write to Piers and say, thank you for a great interview. I'm in a very similar position to Greg. Mm. And what I did at the same time is I wrote that to the Sydney Star Observer because I wanted an Australian media outlet that has been very supportive of my career to be able to run with it if something happens with CNN. Mm. So
and that's what you're outing here.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's right.
And,
I remember
and then
reading
you actually wrote a letter to Piers Morgan when you got home that night.
Yep.
Which surprisingly went viral on the Star Observer website in Sydney.
Yeah. Well, that was my thank you to him. Who knows if he ever got it? I never got a reply. But hopefully, I wanted just to express
his
my thanks.
His show got axed, though.
A little while later.
Yeah, it's not because of you.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to. I just wanted for him to
say thank you.
To know that I was appreciative.
Yeah, that's right. And hearing that interview about Greg Louganis. Now, Greg Louganis is going to be at the Gay Games in Cleveland coming up, so I'm going
to
go
we
along and
listen
to him.
We tried to get him out here to Melbourne, but
yeah, he
didn't
wasn't
have
coming.
Finances.
No, he wasn't coming to the show. Maybe Steve should have paid for him to come.
No, I have to ask you before we do go to a break. And Adit Taslim from Rumah Samara in Indonesia joins us. You came out as HIV positive first. 4 years later, you came out as gay for the first time in public.
No, wrong way around.
Sorry. Okay, I get my facts wrong once again. So you came out as gay first. And 4 years later, you came out with HIV positive for the first time. Yeah, obviously you had the Sydney 2000 Games in between. So Sydney 2000 Games, your whole life sort of takes a step back. Because you're concentrating
before
on what
the
you're
games,
doing.
My whole life. Because trampoline made its debut at the Sydney Games, I grew up in trampoline where it was just a backyard sport. Yeah. So it was really fun. We were only training 3 times a week until it made the
Olympics.
Cup.
Then everyone's like,
then
wow, we've got to get on with it.
My life changed in that moment, training towards that. So I had this amazing opportunity that no other trampoliners had ever been given, and no other trampoliners will ever be given again because it will never make its debut again. It will never be in the home country of somebody who's doing it for the first time. So it was a really unique opportunity for me to stamp my my name on trampoline in the history books.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. So everything took a back seat for that.
When did they announce it before Sydney that it was going to become a...
98.
98. So you had 2 years.
Two years.
Good. Because they were settling the sports.
And then, of course, you moved to Canada for a role with Cirque du Soleil. What a perfect role for a silver medalist trampolinist.
Yes. Well, I coached trampoline in China for a number of years. I went to Canada with the Cirque. I went to Macau with the Cirque. Then I went back to Canada for the... for coaching for circus, so I can teach you to do a backflip, right?
I could do it. I don't think Duke could, though.
Yeah, I could teach you both.
I'm not that flexible.
Maybe a handstand for
Joy. Thanks for coming in and joining us on Joy this evening. You're going to stick around for the rest of the show.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, boys.
Coming up very shortly, Adit Taslim, listeners from Rumah Samara in Indonesia. He's going to talk to us a bit about what Rumah Samara do. Apparently, they use sports to improve the leadership amongst greater involvement of people living with HIV.
Beautiful. Sport brings people together.
Fascinating.
It does.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.